When the rains come, or something like that. I don't know. Oh, here we are. Ooh, Thursday.
Is this thing on?
Okay, so there may be a momentary moment of panic because someone's moved the opening title. So I was like, I can't find them. titles. But it's okay. Okay, folks, on the interwebs and all around the world, welcome to Uncensored Radio Live for this week, of course.
UCR Live, Stephen.
UCR Live. Sorry, I got to get the branding correct because otherwise mine's
Wait,
zero.
This is coming from Jeffrey. I know this show's name.
That's all that matters, bitches. So just listen, Miss Headphones.
We're here. We're back again for another week. My name's Steve. I am the keeper of the keys for this asylum that is the Roundhouse of Uncensored. So, who are we going to start with today? I think we have to actually start with our very special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have Miss Angelique Bates joining us today from All That. Yay! How are you, girl? Welcome.
Hey, guys.
You ready for some fun today?
Oh, yes. I'm always ready for a good time.
She ready. Tiffany Haddish, she here. She ready. Yeah, Miss Vera, how are you today, my dear?
I'm here. I'm kicking. My mother's not dead yet. I didn't kill her.
Oh, gosh.
This is getting
right there.
I keep telling you, I'll send you one of those My Pillows, the dual ones. You know what I'm saying? That way, at least it was done by a Republican pillow.
You know that this is admissible in court, you know, right?
This really, truly is.
We need to put up the allegedly on this thing. That's a lot of effort, Vera. You gotta have a lot. It's a lot of upper body strength to smother a person.
Yeah, Vera, come on. We've got access to some better shit than a pillow.
I wouldn't do it with a pillow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Katie, she sends headphones, but she is with us today.
Y'all should have heard the hissy fit that Jeffrey threw when I took the headphones off. He was very unhappy about it, but. Life. Oh my God, is that what I look like?
Yes.
Hey,
every day.
Darling.
There's nothing I can do about it anymore. I'm sorry.
There's nothing. Wow, this is a really grim start to the show. Is this what I look like?
So dark.
My God. Angelique's backing out. She's like, these people are crazy.
Well, because she looks like
How are you, Luke?
Jesus, speaking of horror. Look, I was just trying to be clever. We were trying to be clever before the show and change our backgrounds and shit. Well, Angelique was trying to change her background back. Right. And so I'm trying to do it too. I don't know if any of you noticed. I actually shut my whole phone down. So I was just here in time. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
and I figure this is part of me getting old because just before the show, I was sleeping because I'm old now. It's the middle of the day here, kids. So I've been doing nana naps.
Yeah, but your
that's a Bluey reference. I was about to say
your child's at work, but that's called school.
Yes, we aren't in, China here. She's not making us a new wallet.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
I can take it to a dark place too, baby.
This could be the show. And of course, last but not least, the ringmaster of his ring. Mr. Jeffrey.
Holy hell. All right, simmer down. It's me time, okay? It's me time. All right. It's about me. Y'all didn't want to talk. You had the camera on you and y'all just said two words and boom, you're done. Okay.
I had a big mouthful, thank you.
You always have a mouthful, Luke. You always have a mouthful. We know. We've seen the pictures, okay? It has been a week. I've got, the 9-year-old. He's going to be 9 on Monday. If he makes it. Yeah, if he makes it, that's really the thing, right? So
he doesn't get one of Uncle Jeff's pillows.
It's been a week because it feels like the olden days. I'm on day number 4 of shows. We've been filming shows every night this week. Angelique, Katrina, Steve and I did a show last night. Katrina and I did one by ourselves on Tuesday night. Shh, I'm just kidding. We didn't really record this. Yeah, we did. And then Katrina filled in on Monday because Kelly was sick. Dana's out of the country. We've been editing. So the other day, Tyler starts throwing a massive meltdown. It was 2 hours. First thing in the morning, it went for 2 hours. Oy. 2 hours. Just nuts, going nuts. And he's like, talking about his birthday, goes nuts. And he's like, I'm getting a laptop for my birthday. That's a horrible gift. And I'm like, that's an expensive gift. He's like, it's a boring gift. And I'm like, you're spoiled. I'm like, you wouldn't have to get a laptop for your birthday if you didn't break the other one. To which he just kind of went off. Like, this kid's that spoiled, right? You're getting a laptop for your birthday, and that's the worst gift he could possibly get. Like, he's literally...
What did he want?
Legos. Well, he doesn't know that I also got him a Lego set because I'm an asshole, right? And I don't learn from my mistakes, and I continue to spoil these fucking children, which is why they're throwing fits because they got a $200 laptop for his birthday.
Send that to my son. He'll be very happy.
My son has requested an iPhone. He is seven, folks. Seven. I didn't get a phone until I was 16, and it was one of those big-ass track phones.
I bought my own. Yeah, I had a phone that you could use as a weapon.
When I was 18, I bought my own. My mom was not getting me a phone.
You know what? I think it's fair that every child should have to carry out one of those giant old Nokia phones.
Yes.
The 5110.
I should the punish Motorola. Him with that, right?
Razor.
That'll learn him.
Little flip
or the black one.
Yeah. Mine was the huge one, and it was 50 cents a minute. And it was on like cell one. I think the network I had was 50 cents a minute, and the battery lasted, you know, for like 30 minutes. It was
you couldn't spend too much money then, at least.
That's a pretty expensive phone call.
On the flip phone when you signed on to the internet accidentally, you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, no, there was no internet back then. It was the little green screen. You know what I mean? Yeah. You couldn't even
tell. Right, we're still on the track phone? Okay.
You were lucky you had Snake. No, it wasn't a track. You're like, yes.
AOL wasn't even popular.
I loved Snake. Don't you mock Snake?
You're just old.
Yeah, there was probably back when it was like AOL 2.5.
Vera loved it back in the day when she could just tap, you know, like...
No. Yeah. Vera loves it back in the day when she goes, hello, Connie, hook me up to Klondike 495.
No, we did the telegraph thing.
Stop. The Titanic is sinking. Talk. Stop.
I just typed Luke's an asshole.
What's Vera going to do for her 16th birthday? Stop.
Anyway. Like, this is what I deal with now, right?
Oh. Yeah, that's what you deal with.
And it's so hard.
It's so tough.
I love every minute of this dysfunctional family. Luke's craziness, Katie's ugly headphones, Vera and her vents, and Steven and his bitchiness. I just
I love that the worst thing you could say about Steve was that he's bitchy. He knows he's bitchy.
He's
not really bitchy. I just don't really know what to call it.
That's
right?
That's why I'm here. Well,
we try not to say the C bomb as much now, don't we?
Did we agree to that? I never agreed to that.
Anyway, we're burying the lead.
We're trying to be polite.
We have a guest.
Yeah.
Let's talk to our guest. These people.
Angelique, are you offended by the C word?
Cunt?
Yeah. I like her. See, no one agreed to say that last. No one.
No one. Nor no. The F word. We did not agree to take out the F word.
No, we did not.
It's just Facebook. They're getting a bit catchy on all these things.
They get catchy about everything. I caught a Zuck for saying men are trash. Where am I wrong?
Anyway, back to the guest that's here. What's going on in the world of Ms. Angelique Bates at the moment? What's happening? What's fresh? What's new?
Oh, God. So much is happening. You know, motherhood. I have two teenagers that are going through puberty, a boy and a girl.
Bless you.
Girl.
God bless me. We definitely had a puberty moment today that I might talk about at a later moment when my child's ear is not to the door. But
call him out. Call him out.
No, just throw a shoe. Throw a shoe.
Throw him under the bus. Just do it.
Let's just say, you know, I never knew having a boy would have so many surprises when they start growing into their manhood. And I walked in on something.
American Pie.
You got American Pied.
Honey, I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna have wine delivered right now. I'm having wine sent to your house right
Please.
Now. Right now, I'm sending it. Listen, what were you drinking last night? This fool and
Kelly
I. What the hell time did we were we up last night till? She's like cracking a bottle of wine open. I think it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm not judging her. Let her get through how she's going to get through it.
I'm not judging, but I'm like, bitch, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We got to go to bed.
This is parenthood. You know this.
This is survival mode. Okay? This is survival mode.
So anyway, that was the teenage boy. How's the teenage girl? Is she okay?
That time of the month is her first time. So we're having that.
You're having quite the week. It's such a week.
I was just like, because I was supposed to go live earlier, and Jeffrey's like, "You ready?" Had a family issue. Maybe not right now.
There are hormones flying around your house like no one's business. It's like no,
it was crazy, and that Kelly Red had me feeling quite lovely at 1 a.m. in the morning. Like I was giving my brother advice and I'm like, yeah, just put a ball in her mouth. Gag her. Put a ball in her mouth. And he was like, wait, what?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Is this girlfriend advice? Is this wife
advice?
I'm trying to tell him to like spice up his, you know, his relationship. Really?
Yeah. He's doing a little Dr. Ruth.
She's kind of like, you know, living large, and he's kind of like, and I'm like, look, put a ball in her mouth and you ain't gonna have to worry about none of these problems. He's like, no, you're drinking. No, I'm gonna stand by it when I'm sober in the morning.
That's important. Right.
Listen, Luke knows all about that. That's his favorite pastime.
My God.
It's not true.
It got so quiet.
He killed the conversation. Nice. That's like his stand-up. He's used to just killing the room. Hey, Jeffrey.
Oh, the shade. The shade of it all.
Lord, Nikki.
So teenagers...
He just so calmly denies it. I know, right?
The whole teenage thing, you've just got to realize that it will end, and then they'll be at your house. Yeah. One day they'll be out of your house.
Right. Well, I told my brother, I said, well, I know I will be taking showers before him.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Jeffrey, honey, you got this to look forward to. You got boys.
No, listen, I'm just going to throw, like, you know, packs of knee-high socks in their room and just be like, throw them out when you're done. I'll just get a pack a week. You know what I mean? Like, throw
I'm not
them
ready
out.
For nope. this.
I'll just have someone come in with a lot of, like, Ajax. You just go, use Ajax there, right? And just scrub everything before you enter every room.
The tub will be getting scrubbed down.
Or just a chisel and a dream.
I had another friend actually had the same, like her and her partner, you know what I mean? It wasn't, it's not his son. Like he got very upset because he found like a bottle of lube in the shower.
Oh boy.
And like, you know what I mean? Like he was very offended that her son was clearly enjoying himself in the shower. And he thought that was the grossest thing on the planet. And she was kind of like, dude, relax. Like he's a kid. You know what I mean? He's a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like you're blowing this into something.
Well,
that
this
is
dude,
not...
never a teenager himself.
I have to ask you a question.
Yeah. Okay.
Why would you use lube in the shower?
I thought the same
look,
thing.
Well, I mean, look,
where
I didn't say he was a smart kid. I didn't say he was a smart kid.
I mean, if it's oil, I guess if it's oil based, if it's oil based, it's still gets, you know,
whatever feels good, right?
Yeah. Look, I don't mean to yuck the kids' yum, but
you know, I have a period story myself.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
I've had enough.
Grayson got to learn about menstrual cycles because he thought I was bleeding to death.
Oh, no.
That was interesting.
I have a little story similar to that. One day, Matthias was over, and he was a little guy. He was like 4 or 5, and he comes out of the bathroom, and he's shaking his head. He goes, "Bad news. Blood in the toilet."
Oh! Oh, my God. I don't know.
My little brother came up to me. He's like, "Jeffrey, come here. And he dragged me in the back, and he's like, "Did somebody hurt mom?" He's like, "There was blood," you know, like he was very, very concerned. And I'm like, "Oh no." I was like, "Mom, your kid's got a question. I can't."
My daughter,
tagging out.
Yeah, my daughter, she didn't have that response. She was just like, I thought she was kind of going to freak out. I mean, I guess I probably freaked out more than her. She was like, "Look, Mom, just like you." And I was like, "What?"
Wait, huh? I'm glad you're so excited about it. It's going to be the bane of your existence for the next 30-something years.
Have any of you seen the TikTok video of, like, the girlfriend showing the boyfriend what, like, a tampon does in, like, a glass of water?
No.
And his mind like explodes like right on camera.
There's a really good Australian one.
It's
too,
amazing.
Where she has to explain to him that she doesn't pee through her pad.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, "But how do you go to the bathroom when you got a pad on?" And she's like, "It's not stuck to me." I'm like,
right.
But like we learned this. Yeah. Like we learned this stuff in school.
Didn't we learn this? Like, right.
Yeah.
Like some people's minds just to be like, I just remember the day that we learned it at school, you know, year 7, so first year of high school, they separate the boys and the girls. Hello.
Oh, they kept us together.
Oh no, we got separated. Boys all got condoms, the girls all got tampons. So it was raining outside. So the main quad was just full of tampons floating in puddles and then broken condoms used as water balloons. Who gives stuff to teenagers?
I remember they made us cut out, like, paper cutouts of vagina, like a diagram of vagina and a penis. And all I remember from that class, the whole thing, was this girl that was, like, sitting across the room and cut out her paper penis and then, like, held it up and then, like, was going, like, pretending to go herself with it. And that's all I took out of that lesson. I was like...
What kind of school did you go to?
That was public school in Australia.
I was homeschooled, so I never had that.
Yeah, you
didn't have the paper vagina.
We did not have paper.
You were busy on the set of All That. Like,
I was learning about real life things.
Up close and personal. Somebody even say witnessing. But you know, whatever. Moving on, speaking conversation killers. Whoopsies. Yeah, sorry, Safet. He's like, "Oh god," I'm like, "Yeah, I went there. Sorry."
On that note,
we should move along. We should probably jump into this week's
hot load of hot topics.
Did you like that? Would you like to see that again? Miss Katrina A. Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Hot load of hot topics.
Oh my god. I thought those titties looked familiar.
Well, look, she's infamous. Let's put it that way.
Hey, Jeff, we don't have a hot load of hot topics t-shirt, do we?
No, we
should. It just works. I think we should create it. It's coming up.
We need writing on the front and back. We need, "Are you ready for a hot load?"
Can't.
On the back of hot topics.
So, wait, you know those shirts that are just like the chest and like the rest of the body? We just have Katrina's Chad sends the shirt.
She could trade his money.
There we go.
I'm sure she'd agree to that. Well, when you see our little catch up with Angelique, you'll see exactly what Katrina A. Johnson will agree to be on the show. Let's just say it was an interesting day the other day, wasn't it, guys? It was very interesting. You see a whole other side of Katrina.
We're gonna jump
right into the real world, and you know,
I told you,
everyone's real experience. Guys, Kim Kardashian thinks that women should just work harder.
She is just a perfect example of that.
So this is her, and this is her advice.
One with the water bottle leg.
We're going to go to Angelique. She got some feelings about Kim. We know that from the other day. Kim's interview with Variety says that she thinks that women need to work harder, need to shut up and get back to work because that's the only way to be successful.
Well, there you go, girls. You just got to bring out your porn tape.
Is our guest. So, what do you think about Ms. Kardashian's advice to working women?
As where it may have been like a great message, the messenger giving the message, the reason why some women aren't working hard enough is because they were following their prototype, you know, like, you made your career off of not working hard. So you have these young women that are looking up to the brand and they're like, oh, well, all I have to do is have a tape or go chase this guy or lay here, lay there.
Let's be honest. All you have to do is get boned by a C-list celebrity after Paris.
Well, hold on a second. There's nothing wrong with sex work. There's absolutely nothing wrong with sex work. Have you seen that?
Well,
where's your tape, Katie?
She was
destroyed. Anyways,
you know, she didn't do hard work. So for her,
she came from rich parents. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. And granted, I love what she's doing with prison reform. I think that's some of her best work. Everything else, she's not really much of a hustler. So I don't know what she's saying.
Well, so I think she took a great pounding, though. Like, she worked pretty hard in that video.
It's like every time you start to feel bad for her, she opens her fucking mouth. And it's like, you know what, bitch? I don't think, you know what? You deserve everything you got coming. Like, you go deal with Kanye. I don't care. This is your problem. You got enough money. Hire some bodyguards. Get another lawyer. Figure your shit out. I don't care. Don't cry to me because women need to work harder. You got a line. You pumped enough ass fat into your face. Go figure your life out, babe. Okay?
Kanye's on the verge of something dangerous. What Kanye's doing to her isn't right at all, but...
She apparently can't keep her mouth shut either. No. Yeah.
And her working hard will never be the same as a middle class or lower class person working hard. Absolutely. It's never going to be.
Kim's not out there cleaning houses, digging ditches, you know, fighting for a country.
She ain't cleaning her own toilet. She ain't cooking dinner. She ain't raising those babies by herself. Right.
You seen that house? You guys see that house?
The house is terrifying.
That house is where you raise assassins. It's like
we can't have any feelings.
It's like a bad dream house.
Like you walk in and it's just. Could you imagine her?
Kids
are allowed to have colored cups. It's okay.
With her Norex cloth up there dusting.
I don't think so.
No, I don't see it.
I'd be pressed to think she'd even wipe herself. Like, I think she'd have really someone there to clean up.
She's got a bidet. I doubt she's probably got somebody that comes in. I mean, look, if you got that kind of money, are you going to even bathe yourself?
Yeah.
I'd have somebody to come peel the oranges.
Coming to America. It would be like coming to America.
I like it. Yes. Good reference.
I'd have somebody on staff full time just to peel the garlic when I needed it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's called a chef.
No, not a chef, just a garlic peeler.
Right.
Got it, it's a whole separate position.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I mean, I would want a chef, but then, you know what I mean? When I want to cook, I need somebody that's just going to peel the garlic.
I would never
cook. Let's be honest. The whole family.
You can buy it peeled.
You can
buy it. Yeah, but it doesn't taste as good. It's not as good. I tried. I bought the peeled garlic. It's
Welcome to Garlic Hour. So let's talk. We're talking about famous families. So this girl has kind of blown the F up. Elizabeth Olsen has just re-signed her deal with Marvel Pictures
for another. Are we talking about this bitch?
Another seven years. Multi-billion-dollar contract. I want to talk. Lots of people care. I want to talk about coming out of the shadows of your siblings, because obviously the Olsen twins were the biggest thing around in the late 90s.
Another white girl making millions. Big deal. Whoopee.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. But was it really much of a shadow to come out of? They didn't want the limelight. They stepped out willingly.
They got it. And as a child star, Angelique Bates, how do you move on to adulthood when someone has the idea of you as I am this certain age and that's it?
It doesn't. Like, you don't. It's exactly like right. One day you just hope that maybe they're not seeing you as that little girl. Or like, I remember when I had kids, like when I had my firstborn, somebody was like, you're having sex? I'm sorry. Like, I had my kid at 27. So what do you mean?
Right?
Like, what do you think I was doing? You know?
Oh, God. The set's falling down around. You saw careful,
my whole life. Look.
Welcome to the crew. That has actually happened to Jeffrey. Me. It's happened to Luke, and it's happened to Vera. So you're in good company.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The falling light is I think a rite of passage here on us.
Right, that's a rite of passage because it just started leaning on its own, like
he's going to lean with it. Yes. Or when Jeffrey's background starts to move in the wind.
You mean like I'm dog sitting. The dogs have been moving in the background. I keep freaking out thinking the kids are up and it's the dogs.
It's all right. The cats are running in the background here. You probably hear them meowing occasionally.
I thought we were going to have a TikTok challenge. You know, when they have the little light go right behind them?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, I was ready.
After dark. After dark, it is happening. It is on. Yeah, she's dark, like, this is Nick at night, baby. David, right, come for me.
Literally.
All right, so we're going to talk a little Disney. A little Disney.
What the fuck? Oh, but this one.
It's
this
topical
is good.
Disney. Okay.
I like this.
So CEO of Disney, Bob Chapek, has kind of copped a little bit of flack because the company have not released a statement against Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. What do we think about this? Because the quote says, I also believe you deserve an explanation for why we have not issued a statement, blah, 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 going on about corporate statements. He said that they are often used to weaponize one side against the other or to further divide or inflame situations. With a company,
okay, can someone explain this to me? Because
Vera?
I need to catch up.
Sure. Florida, the armpit of the United States, just enacted a bill that says don't say gay. The name of it is Don't Say Gay. And it's directed at teachers so that teachers can't have discussions with young children about homosexuality, even if the student is trying to come out or looking for a safe haven, they can't say gay. So it's created a lot of backlash, and Disney, you know, being an artistic endeavor that creates art all the time and hires actors and musicians by the dozens, mm-hmm. Hasn't reacted to this bill. They are the largest employer in Southern Florida, or mid-Florida, pardon me, and they haven't reacted to this bill in any way, shape, or form. And so these gay artists were kind of pissed about it, and this lukewarm.
Actually, that's not entirely true. It was discovered that they are actually donating to a lot of campaigns politicians that are supporting this bill. So that's
that's even worse than I
exactly.
And right. Like, I was wondering where that came.
People are real pissed about it.
And like DeSantis' press secretary went on and called anybody that supports this bill like a sympathizer with like pedophiles, right? So, and the thing is, and she's saying that this bill is just for like K to third grade, like, and they're not talking about sexuality and like gender studies or whatever. And I'm like, okay. So, I went searching and I got really frustrated because all the articles I found were kind of against what was going on in Florida, right? But no, there was no, none of them like gave a link to read the bill itself. Like, I want to read the bill, okay? I don't want to hear 90 people's opinion that the bill's bad. I can make that opinion on my own, okay? I want to read the fucking bill. Mm-hmm. And that I found very frustrating that it was, the bill's bad. And then I read the bill. I didn't have to get past the first paragraph to see how bad this was going to be. Because in there, it made it very, very clear that the teachers have to out the children. They can't keep anything from the parents. It's right in there. And that two, Luke and I are both gay parents. If our child draws a picture of their gay family in school, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah. What's even worse about this bill?
Luckily, Jeff, all the kids' pictures of us of those lonely fathers on their own. There's daddy crying in the corner.
Well, what's worst about this bill is the language is incredibly vague. So,
they did that on purpose,
right? And that's the point I'm getting at. I don't have the exact wording, but it's saying like if you're having discussions about sexuality or gender identity that are deemed inappropriate for the age group,
you know, the bigots don't want to look like they're bigots.
You're open to a lawsuit. So basically, these schools are so scared that they could say just like a passing mention of it. Like they could say, Bobby, how are your parents? How are your dads? Oops, that's a really inappropriate discussion about homosexuality.
And you're DeSantis made it clear.
Sandy hears her say, how are your dads? And she has to go home and ask her mom, why does so-and-so have dads? Then that's going to be uncomfortable for Karen, Sandy's mom. And it's going to be a problem for Floridians.
Right. So if they wanted to just take out of the fact that they didn't want to talk about sexuality or complicated things in K through third grade, I don't know that I'd have a big issue with that because it is a big subject to get into in a school setting.
Well,
you know what I mean?
There's also a clause that says that teachers can turn in other teachers.
Yes.
They're that Hitlerian,
But you're erasing people's families. Like, this is a whole nother ball of shit. This isn't talking about sexuality. This is erasing.
This is welcoming us all into the Fourth Reich.
It's fucking madness.
Everyone step aboard the trends, please. But anyway, Angelique, you've got teenagers, right?
Yes.
How do you feel that they are? Do you feel your kids are mature enough to understand the same sex parent thing, and it's not going to warp their fragile little minds? Like, they're old enough to know this stuff and not, you know, be traumatized by it, because your job as a parent is to inform them, right?
Well, I was getting ready to say that. it's really is our job, but I guess if you have the parents that see, it depends on the parenting and it depends on the household. Yeah. I will say my son, like, he already got introduced to that, and I want to say he was probably 7, and we were actually somewhere. And in the lobby there, I don't remember, whatever year that was that gay marriages became legal. It was something major. It was, and it was on the cover of People magazine. I don't remember what year, forgive me, but right. But it was a huge thing. People magazine covered it, and we were in the lobby, and I remember my son never saw it because we're just not around. He was like, oh my God, they're kissing. It's two guys. Wait, it's two girls. Ew. And I took it at that particular point in time where I was like, hey, you can't do that. I was like, you know, it's not you. You know, everybody, you know, you're entitled to love who you're going to love. Just like you see man and a woman. And then that's when I explained it to him. And I was like, you know, also you have to be very sensitive to people's emotions. Do you want someone to be like ill to you because you're kissing a girl? So that's where 100. I took that moment to explain it to him. But I didn't think I needed to explain it to him at 7 years old. You know, no. I get where... See, I think some parents are taking it to an extreme, but I get where some parents probably want to fit. They want to be the first ones, if they were ever going to do it at all. They want to be the first ones to have that talk with their kids. They don't want their kid coming back and saying, hey, so-and-so's parents, you know, mom and dad is Jane and Kate, you know, but we are in a different world now. So you have to adjust, and people are still living in the old world. I mean, it's all over. So you kind of, we do have to have that talk, maybe at 5, 4, 3, 2, you know.
And well, it's just, we're everywhere. You know what I mean? The gays, we're all the black. You know what I mean? We're all over.
Well,
all
you know what the funniest thing about this bill is that the South, there's a huge gay community in the South. There's a diverse community. It is.
I was going to say, isn't Florida kind of fabulous?
It's just like, it's so funny that these southern states are so tone deaf to the people that are living in the states.
Thing that really fries my ass.
Hold up. Angelique, go first, and then we'll go share.
But with the South, KKK is still very alive and well. And racism is, I mean, I'm in the South. It's very alive and very well. So do they want us here? Or, you know, do they want the minorities here? No. Do they want gays here? No. So they're still trying to hold on to the old beliefs. And they're outnumbered. But they're trying to do it, whether it's through the school, whether it's through the laws. Those are the parents that grew up in that household that are making those rules, that are like, oh, don't say that, because you know they're in their relationship. And check it out. Their marriages are probably horrible as shit. Okay. But they want to point fingers at everyone else. So it's the South. Mm-hmm. They don't want that. They're still trying to hold on to the good old America.
I dare say, well, I guess I can't say it about Jeff and Luke, but there are other gay parents that are better parents than I am.
I can't say it about Jeff and Luke. Wow.
Katie, weren't you jealous that my child behaves much better than yours?
I am very jealous of that.
Yeah. That means that I'm clearly a better parent than you.
You're absolutely a better parent than me.
There's
no competition here. The bar is low.
Sorry, Vera, you were saying?
Actually, Angelique said everything I was going to say. It's a backward mindset. It's to keep the white men in power and the rest of us down.
Absolutely.
You know? I think it's sad a bill like that masquerades itself as you know, as being virtuous and but it's masquerading as being something like, oh, you know, we're gonna, like, even Jeff, you're saying, oh, I wouldn't disagree
protecting if it's gonna protect the little kids. Values when all you really try to
it's
do
not it's not even about it's
like,
protecting.
But who's sitting down with like a 5 year old going, oh, and today we're gonna talk about, you know, whatever, scissoring. Like, no one's doing that. So what are you gonna protect kids from it for? Like,
I, you know, it's funny you said that, because I will say, I was, when I saw that cover, I hadn't had the sex talk with my kids, so that kind of put me in a predicament, because I was like, I haven't even had the sex talk, now I gotta like, how do you
is it any different from a straight couple kissing on a magazine? So Biden released a statement saying, you know, we're with the trans kids, whatever, we're here for you, I stand with you, you're not alone. I felt like that was kind of half-assed, and I felt like it was bullshit. You're the president of the country. Fucking do something.
I think Craig feels the same way about him right now.
Fucking Trump's worthless ass was writing orders left and right to do shit. Do something. Stop trying to play nice with the Republicans. They don't fucking care. They're doing everything they can to go after everybody they can. So get off your fucking lazy ass, sleepy Biden, and fucking do something, because I'm sick of this shit.
He probably agrees, though.
That's just it. I don't fucking believe him. I'm over it. fucking do something. If you really care, Joe Biden, do something and do it now. And
there are
shit.
Worse options, Jeff. There are this dude could be in power. Robert R.J. Reagan, who
is, can I?
Basically, the story is that he got on Facebook. He got on Facebook Live and said that if his daughters were raped, that they should lay back and enjoy it.
I'm sorry, if it was inevitable, I would tell them just to lay back and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he should do that too when he gets raped.
You're not mishearing me. You are not mishearing me, Angelique. Yeah. This is exactly what he said. He has daughters. Yes.
He's an elected official.
His actual daughter.
By 81 votes, by the way. 81 votes, by the way.
Begged people not to vote for him. Mm-hmm. Begged people not to vote for him. Mm-hmm. Like his own fucking kid. How sad is that? And people, like, what is going on with the country?
People vote for these guys. And then there are the guys that say, oh, women's bodies, when they're being raped, you know, they know when to shut down so they don't get pregnant.
Shut down so they don't get pregnant. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm a rape survivor. So when I hear that, I'm like, wait, what? So he kind of caught me off guard with that. Like,
it's terrible. That these just keep letting these white men get into power saying this. And you know what the horrible thing is? He said something so abhorrent and he's still going to get elected probably.
Was he thinking he was funny by saying something like that? Like, oh, well, it's inevitable.
But that's not the only thing he said. He probably thinks he's
progressive.
He's catering to his audience, right? Yeah. He's pandering to this fucking crazy-ass party that and he's all into the QAnon bullshit. So he's catering to this fucking crew that's racist, they're homophobic, they're all proud boys, you know what I mean?
They have no respect for women.
Right, none. Absolutely not. Men stay in power. It's all fucking craziness. Wow. And the thing is we're allowing this shit to happen.
Yeah. Hey, Jeffrey, tell me you are completely unfamiliar with a vagina without telling me you are completely unfamiliar with a vagina.
Because
that's exactly it.
I was when I had to cut my paper one out.
Vera.
The rest of us have not been paying attention. You know, I've been screaming about this for years. Wake up, people. They're gerrymandering our districts. They're rearranging the election laws. Wake up, people. I have been screaming about this for years. This has been going on for 40 fucking years. And now all these fucking idiot white men are topping from the bottom. They have less numbers than any of us. Women outnumber them. You know, minorities outnumber them. You know, the people who support gay marriage outnumber them, but they have rigged the system for the last 40 fucking years, and we are having a hard time getting the power back.
What's fucking crazy is they're against government controlling everything, but that's all they're doing is trying to control everything.
Right. Well, they don't want government to control them
because they're white men. But they want to control all the rest of us because we're people of color and we're gay and we're bad.
And there's a loop
in their world.
And there's a loop with the voting because I was working the political polls, not the polls, but I was working the political polls. For 2 years. And I learned so much doing that a lot of people were just coming in for the president, you know? And they were only voting for the president or voting for one thing. But when you leave the rest of that book blank, pretty much they still end up picking. So whether you're voting or not. So all of these different laws are being passed and people weren't even knowing. Like, I think I said something to someone and they were just like, what? Like, they didn't even know anything about it. And I'm just like, they left the whole, because I thought the girl messed up. I was like, oh, you left all the other pages. Oh, I just came for the president. Oh, well, you don't want, no, okay. But they still vote anyway. So all these laws are getting in because people aren't voting. Or either they're just not going out either. They're still not voting regardless. Right. They're coming in for the president. That's it.
You know? Yeah.
One of my favorite political shirts said something like, local elections matter because the mayor of Jaws, the mayor from Jaws 1 is still the mayor in Jaws 2.
So, like,
right.
So,
well, and, look, you know, people are stupid, right?
Well, yeah.
We can agree.
People are
we can agree because this story came up this week.
Oh, I know.
Are you comparing that man to my favorite snack?
There is a restaurant called the House of Poutine, which has copped an immense amount of threats and like literal death threats and violence because people don't know the difference between a Canadian food dish and the president of Russia. Let's just pause. Let's just pause.
I know, right?
I'm done for the night. Can we sign off?
I know. It's just, it's that stupid that it. I kind of went, I have to write about this. I have to write about this.
Oh, like, when I shared it, it blew up on my page. Like, people were going off. Like, I just, the amount, but again, it's that audience. That's the audience.
Oh my God.
It's that fucking, and you look at the kid, he was just on Tucker, and he was from Arkansas, and he's like, you know, the fucking, what they fight, like Joe Rogan did, and JDF there from the Power Rangers. They beat the shit out of each other.
What's that called?
MMA or whatever, right?
MMA. Yeah,
they beat the shit out of each other. He's like, I would never go and fight for any other country, but I'll sit there, you know, I'll fight for my soil in Arkansas. He's like, I don't know a lot about a lot of things. He's like, but you know what I'm talking about a little bit, huh? The Tucker?
I got punched in the head too many times.
He don't know a little bit about what the fuck he's talking about. You know what I mean? A little bit about the whole lot. He don't got a fucking clue. This dude's a fucking idiot. Like, why are you putting him on TV? Because he caters to this fucking audience because none of them have a clue.
The shit that Tucker has been spreading that the United States is helping the Ukrainians make weapons of mass destruction.
Well, then you got Mitch McConnell. Mitch fucking McConnell's going on there saying African Americans vote just as much as Americans. What the fuck?
Wait. He's still alive?
Oh my! He's not even human. What the fuck? He's not even from this fucking planet. What is he talking about?
Sweet Jesus.
Okay.
We're falling apart. Are you sure you guys
want to
come? We are falling apart.
So we're gonna jump to this week's view from here as well.
Fucking Muppet music.
I know. Well, you hated the applause. You hated the applause, so I had to do something different. Now,
You hate everything, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey hates everything. We will preface this story. It does contain a bit of a trigger warning for against domestic violence, and so if that is a touchy subject for you, maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, to pop out for a second. But we had a story here in Australia this week about Doreen Langham. Now, she was found dead in her apartment with the body of her ex-partner, which is, you know, a story in itself. But it has come out recently that she had tried at least 16 different times to contact the police about her partner breaching AVO, so an apprehended violence order, saying that he could not go anywhere near her. The night that she was killed, she actually called the police. They went to her house. She did not answer the door, so the police went on a meal break. And a couple of hours later, the house was on fire. So my question for the panel is today, and it is quite a serious one: do we do enough for victims of violent crime?
No. So wait.
We're gonna go one at a time. So I will start with Jeffrey because he said words first.
Those officers need to be charged. Mm-hmm. Like, this shit has got to stop. It's not just with domestic violence, it's with children as well. You look at all the kids in America that are getting murdered by their parents because CPS isn't doing their job. So it's across the board, right? These officers and these family workers, they need to be held accountable and they need to be charged when they're not doing their damn job. This woman would be alive if those officers did their job. They need to be charged. I don't know what your charges are in Australia. whether it be manslaughter, whatever the case is, but they need to be held accountable. They need to go to jail. They need to lose their jobs. They need to lose their livelihoods because they didn't do their job. They went on a fucking meal break. She had an order of protection. She's calling for help, and they did nothing. Nothing. And now she's dead.
And they don't do anything because, look, I've been through a recent assault where I was assaulted walking into my workplace by somebody I worked with years ago who had assaulted me years ago as well, the same person, and nothing has been done since 2018 about that initial assault, which was witnessed. None of those witnesses were even questioned. And then I was assaulted again in November last year. Police won't do anything. I've even got comments, even on this show, where this person had sought me out and was posting shit on the show here, saying all these terrible things about me, and still nothing was done. So, no, they don't do anything, and I don't think they care, especially if you're an unsympathetic victim.
McCarthy?
I mean, there are so many cases of women who are trying to leave their partners, and they call the cops, and they have orders of protection, they have all these things. It's a piece of paper. And you hear it like on the movies, you hear it on the TV. What are you going to do? Throw the piece of paper at them? And it sounds so ridiculous, but it's true. Like, what is keeping these abusers away from them? A piece of paper? Really? Like, that's really all we're doing here?
In this lady's particular case, Katie, she was calling the police every time he violated, to a point where they told her, oh, can you just please call us once a week and let us know? They weren't even interested.
That is negligent. That is negligent.
Well, you also have to take into consideration the fact that a lot of cops are domestic violence.
Absolutely.
So they're not sympathetic to the women. They're not sympathetic to the abused. They are the abusers, and it's a pattern of, you know, and the police. We have a problem with policing. You know, they're not policing the law. They're policing their own values. And that's a big fucking problem.
Well, like, one of the specific cases I can think of was the actress from Poltergeist. She had a stalker.
Yes.
And they weren't doing anything to protect her. He walked right up to her in her apartment building and killed her. Like, there was nothing keeping him from her.
Okay, I feel she's got something to say. She's ready.
I'm just listening.
She's ready.
No, I'm just listening to you guys because it's just, I feel like you guys like tapped in, like, did you know this? So I'm a domestic I'm saying a whole bunch of shit together. I'm a domestic violence survivor. I am very familiar with restraining orders. They don't give two shits.
There we go.
And it's not just the cops. It's even the judge. It's even the receptionist. It's the clerk. It's all. They don't care. I had to go through hoops and then some to get a restraining order against my kid's biological father. And it took the police officers were kind of like iffy or whatever. This was back in California. They were kind of iffy. But then when they discovered I was the girl from All That, because they actually pulled me up on the computer that was right there, then they kind of became fanish. And they were like, oh, well, you know what? I remember one instance, they were like, oh, because you responded back, it doesn't show that you're in fear. We understand that, you know, it would be natural to respond, but you can't respond. So try not to respond. And keep track of everything that happens. So I kind of learned to keep the paper trail of everything that happens. But fast forward, I end up in court because finally I got the temporary protective order. I end up in court, and at first, the judge was having a bad day because there was a girl that was before me. I felt for her and I was like, oh my God, I got to follow that. Like, in her situation, the guy had pretty much abducted the kid before and did all kinds of things, barely got the kid back. So she had him removed from, the school list and everything. Like, he didn't know anything. The judge made her put him back on the list and give all the information to him. She was in tears. And I had to follow that. He pretty much told me, now, minus I had hospital, papers, I had police reports, I had witnesses, and pretty much told me, every child needs a father. Yes, true. Every child does need a father, but not an abusive one. And then because he threatened to kill me and not my kids. Well, the threat was towards you, not your kids. Who says that? But that's what the judge said. Then he had the audacity to tell me that threats expire. No, the fuck they don't. So that's one situation. That's one situation. Mm. I have a current situation right now where I was just granted. And I did get the restraint order finally against, you know, the biological father. So, but it took time. The situation I have right now is I just got a temporary restraining order, because they're real technical where I'm at. Restraining order is for property. Protective order is for, you know, the opposite person, because they will go and argue with you about it. It's like, you know what I want, though. What difference does it make? My ex is with a crazy person and alleged girlfriend, alleged wife, whatever she wants to be. And I have paper trails of threats because for some reason she's like, oh, well, I have him now. Happy fucking for you. But why are you contacting me?
Caitlin.
Why are you contacting me? Why are you threatening me? I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you're like threatening my life. You're threatening, and I'm not the only one. Like, it's gotten back to me. Like, she's like threatening almost every female that's associated with him. So wow. I went, yeah, like he's got him a class grade A straight purebred nutcase. So with that being said, the police now, with the state that I'm in right now, the police actually came, which I was, you know, they came two cop cars. I was like, Lord, I mean, the bitch ain't here. She's out of state. But thank you. Thank you. So, you know, I showed them what it was, and they were like, okay, boom, you've got a case. But down the cops, and now I'm showing you the guys the difference, how it fluctuates, where, you know, people end up having a problem, which is why you have situations where this woman ends up dead, because you might have this one person that's trying to help, and then you have this person that's not trying to. So in this state where I'm at, the police officers were like, yes, you have a case. Take this down. I'm gonna have the report done by tomorrow. Take it straight to the courthouse. I go straight to the courthouse. Now, mind you, she's in another state because she fled the state that we're in and is in that state now. And the first thing that the clerk says is, oh, the judge is probably gonna throw this out because she's in another state. The bitch fled. But she has a whole criminal record that's long, goes from here to fucking Timbuktu, fugitive and all kinds of crazy ass shit. Like, you can't make this shit up. And I'm like, what does that have to do with me? Oh, well, I mean, I have evidence. I'm like, I'm showing her everything. She was just like, okay, but you know, I'm a praying woman. So I was like, you know what? Don't even, God's got me. Forget what you're talking about. God's got me. Long story short, there's another couple, but they're a gay couple. They're a gay couple. The woman comes out upset, mad, had, I'm not exaggerating. You see this? All evidence. They had been going back and forth because the baby daddy had been threatening them with guns and all kinds of stuff. Would not take the evidence. And she was frustrated. She was like, they're not trying to take the evidence. They keep on trying to deny the protective orders. They kept on getting them denied. And she said, this is exactly why people end up dead. Now, mind you, they're, once again, they're before me. So I'm like, shit, here we go again. So I'm like, I go into heavy prayer mode again. I'm like, God, I know you wouldn't brought me this far. I go in, the woman asks me for my evidence, though. But I thought that was kind of crazy because, you know, here you have a situation. All of us have serious situations. But you see how she didn't take their evidence, but she takes mine for whatever reason, sends it through. They end up granting it to me. I call the sheriff department. The first thing out of the sheriff's mouth is, well, the receptionist, oh, well, this is out of state. We don't serve out of state. Lady, the judge cleared it. All I need to know is, did you transfer it to the other state? So you see how there's different yeah. people saying yeah. different things. Yeah. They yeah. don't care. And if you're not on them like I was, because I'm a public figure, you can't, like, my situation is way different. Like, I have different people walking up to me. I have kids.
Yeah.
You're going to get my shit right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, first of all, thank you for being so forthright and you know, being so honest. I think that, obviously, from everyone's opinion, is that, you know, we got a long way to go to support people that have been through some horrible, right. horrible, horrible shit. And the best thing that we can do is keep speaking up, keep speaking out, mm-hmm. and making sure that your voices are heard. There is one voice, however, that we always here because she speaks so loudly and so proudly. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the time of the show that everyone loves. It's a section we like to call Veer Events. Okay, she's getting warmed up.
Lily, she's heating herself. She's already heated.
One, two, three. Vent.
I'm going to be really serious today, kids. Something happened this morning on my way out the door to work. My sister stopped me, and she showed me a tweet from a child that we've known since she was little. And it expressed a desire to not be alive. And, you know, this motivated us into action. It's like, wait a minute, this can't happen. You know, turns out because our medical system is so fucked up that this girl couldn't get her meds and was feeling frustrated and wanting to die. But it brought up suicide prevention. We've talked about it on the show a year ago. We had a whole show on it. But I want to remind everybody the warning signs. Expressing a desire to die, feeling trapped with no solutions, expressing unbearable pain, withdrawing from your friends and family, giving away your possessions, getting your affairs in order or saying goodbye, and extreme mood swings, extreme use of alcohol and drugs, and just, you know, expressing rage and the need for revenge. People who are in economic distress are most likely to commit suicide. People who are looking for services and feeling frustrated about not getting them, like not getting orders of protection or not being able to get their meds, they're more likely to take their life. And we need to start looking for answers. What are the five actions you can take if someone you love expresses a need to die? Just ask them outright. Are you thinking of hurting yourself? And do you have a plan? Make sure you limit their access to supplies or places where they could jump in front of traffic or jump off a high bridge. You know, be there for them. You have to be there for them, and you have to get them connected. You know, there are lots of mental health professionals out there who want to help these people, you know, and you can also advocate. We need to advocate for mental health services in this country because we don't want people killing themselves. We don't want them getting killed by domestic violence. We need to make people feel heard and valued. And that's why I'm the raging liberal that I am. You know, people who are, and suicide is up all over the country and all over the world because we've been so isolated for 2.5 years because nobody could go out of their freaking house. Nobody could go to a restaurant. You couldn't meet up with your friends. So reach out to the people you love. Stay connected. Make the effort because we don't need to lose anymore.
Very well said, Vera. This has been a very
that was quite a heavy show.
I think we as we have said on the show before, everyone in, at some time or in some way will be touched by suicide. So please, if you are feeling overwhelmed with everything, thank you, Safet. Please, in America, you can get in contact down there. A lifeline here in Australia. There is always someone here to help, to listen to your problems, to make sure that you reach out and stick around because people need people, and we need to spread the love a little bit more. This world needs a little bit more love in general from every corner of the globe. Now, to lighten things a little bit, to lighten the load actually a little bit. Now, I know that, look, Angelique's like, this show's been all about, like, she's been feeling a little bit like, oh, this show's about me. I didn't know you were going to talk about what you're going to talk about today, but this week we're going to end the show with a What the Fuck Weekly.
What the?
Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the British boxer Tyson Fury. He's a heavyweight champion.
No.
And he's made the news this week because he claims that his success is down to masturbating 7 times a day.
Angelique, is this the method your son's going
well,
for? So, Angelique, is your son a heavyweight boxer?
This is going to be the worst time. And then I started thinking it by myself. I was like, well, I was like, see where he's coming from, because I be manifesting stuff when I'm, you know. I got a rose on the side of my bed. I'm just
hey, God who helps those who help themselves, right? Seven times a day.
He
must have this down to science, because like I'm literally trying to plan out a day where you masturbate seven times. Okay, you get, okay, one in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe like one after breakfast when you're getting in the shower.
He doesn't keep conventional hours. I'm betting.
I'm literally just trying to figure this out. Like maybe like a third for like nap time or something like this. I don't know.
They'd have to be running dry after three or four.
You would think there might be some chafing involved.
I'm still trying to plan out this
Let's
day.
Let's be honest. Okay? He's a dude. He's a guy. For guys, it's there. Well, so what do they do? They get bored. They go, oh, okay.
Might as well jerk off.
With a guy that rubbed himself raw. Oh. And he had like open sores we had to take him to the doctor for.
Open sores.
Wait, what?
Yes! One of our residents, when we worked together, did that.
Oh, I thought you said somebody had dated. I was like, I don't remember this. It's like, wait, what?
No one is saying it's not normal to masturbate. We think masturbating is fine. We're just trying to plan out this day where you do it.
Everything's
times.
Great in moderation, Katie.
There is a point that can be too much.
Wait, if we're going to do this, everybody, I want to hear, what's the most you've had sex in a day?
Sex or masturbation?
Either or. Like, what's the most you've gotten off in a day?
Maybe three or four.
Oh, what the fuck, Luke? You're such a liar. That's
I'd say Luke, two or three times.
I didn't say how many partners. How many times I got off.
Luke, you're a teenage boy. There was a time for every young male when the wind blew the right way and it was on. It was like, oh, okay, let's go.
Yeah, Angelique's probably fours, my.
Come on.
It's a Kleenex shortage.
What about Vera? Come on. You're always the fun one with this. You got to be up.
Four. She said four. She's a sensible four like me.
Okay, Jeff, what's your number? I want to hear
Angelique. Steve, come on.
I'd say six, I think.
Angelique. So masturbating.
Yeah.
Three. Sex, depending on the partner,
maybe
seven. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, Jeff, what's your number?
Come on, Jeff.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, what's your number,
All
Jeffrey?
Right, so we had a contest one day, and we did it 12 times.
That's exhausting.
Was it just a gust of air by the end of it?
No, it was fun. We had a great time. I mean, we were like, you know what I mean? We did something different every time.
Was this like something that they do at Burning Man where they all get together and like circle jerk? What kind of competition is this?
No, like we just wanted to see like how many times, you know what I mean? Like we could like come in a day. So we just kept doing it.
What kind of friends have you got, man?
It was my husband.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Like when I was trying to get pregnant, we'd have a lot of sex, but at that point, it just felt like a business transaction. It was just like, weird. Like, I'm ovulating. Let's go.
I wasn't trying to get pregnant. So.
she was just practicing real hard.
Well, me neither, but thank God ass babies never live.
I'm so mad. My firstborn was because of Katrina, and she had a party called Secretary and Hoes, and that night is when my child was conceived.
We were just
discussing before the show that apparently I can only get pregnant on my husband's birthday. Well, my husband's birthday is Sunday, so
congratulations.
Yeah.
I mean, I got fixed back in October, so this is no longer.
Don't trust it, baby.
Angelique, have you had that conversation with your child? Like your beautiful conception story? You were conceived at a secretary's and hose party.
You can't say I have.
Maybe one day they'll watch this show and they'll know.
One day my kids are going to figure out, wait, we were born around mom's birthday. That means, oh, God.
Happy birthday.
Well, my daughter was Valentine's Day. So, but
that's my birthday.
Valentine's Day, and I'm so mad. And Snoop Dogg's Sexual Seduction is playing.
Certified freak.
Yeah. Well, that's guys,
music video. That's amazing.
As we were on air and having our fun, I got a little exciting announcement. Mm-hmm. Next
are you
week,
pregnant?
Yes,
Jessica I am.
I'm expecting triplets, and I've been expecting them for about 3 years now. next week, live, Miss Dakota will be back with us. Yes.
But we have to say thank you, of course, to the one and only Miss Angelique Bates, who has been a super trooper today. You've jumped in and just rolled with the punches today. We've gone all over the place today.
Miss Angelique, tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, you can find me on all the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever, Facebook. Well, I'm sorry, it's called Meta now. Angelique Bates. And I'm here. Don't be kidding me. No, just playing.
She's around, baby.
Don't DM me.
And now that I have my claws back in Angelique, she's not going anywhere. So,
Miss Angelique back soon. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. It has been a wild and wacky one. Please spread the love as the message of today's show. Make sure you spread some love today and make people know that you care about them. Until next week, we will be uncensored and we will see you then.
See you on Monday. Bye.
I'm bringing up that secretaries and hoes thing next time I see Katrina A. Johnson. That's all I'm saying.